Blog Talk Radio.
They're giving me the year 1972 as a clue. They're also showing me old-timey vehicles.
He got married to my mother in 1972, so
it would... Okay, so that's a significant... Okay, that's his way of saying it's me. You must have liked his typewriter, because he's showing me this old typewriter that he used to use...
because that's the other sort of father that I had prior to him. He was the typewriter guy, because he went blind and he still used the typewriter, and I had bought him one just before he passed.
He's also talking about two birthdays that are coming up.
That's right. His son and my son.
I want to ask you about your lower back. Is there... do you have some pain there?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sending love, healing, and light to that area of your back, because she's not too crazy about a guy who you're interested in, She says, you need to watch him. You need to watch out for him. Does this make sense?
Yeah, a lot.
Other problems in your life, too, as far as there's somebody sick. I feel breast cancer or feel heaviness in my chest.
Oh, my God. That's my wife. She's been dealing with breast cancer for the last four and a half, 5 years.
And,
did you just get a pedicure? Are you thinking about getting a pedicure?
Yes, I did for my birthday.
Aww.
Yes, I did. Aww. Oh, my gosh.
Hello, my name is Media Michelle. My mission is to help those who grieve the loss of loved ones, to teach that we all have the ability to connect with our loved ones on the other side. I want to help people better understand the process of transition. Death touches all of us at some point in each of our lives. It's something we must all face when the time comes to say goodbye. Then at some point, we must be the one leaving. Mediumship teaches that no one ever really leaves. We only change form. Please visit mysticshift.com to find out how you can begin making your own connection to someone you once loved.
Well, good evening, everybody. Today is Thursday, April 27th. You are listening to Medium Michelle. I am your host this evening, and I have Cindy, my co-host. Let's bring her on. Hello,
hey,
Cindy.
Michelle.
Hi. Hey,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine. How's my sound?
Good. Sounds good.
Good. So how have you been?
Excellent. It's another day in paradise here in San Diego. How about you?
Oh, sure. Just brag. Just rub it in my face.
Just a little. Because
we actually got snow again. So the weather is teasing us. And we had beautiful I'm in Wisconsin, as you all know. And we had 70s degree weather for 3 straight days. And then it just went to crap. So it actually snowed. I'm like, how dare you snow when there's tulips on the ground?
Well, we had a cold snap today. It went down to about 70, but it should go up to about 85 or 90 in the next couple of days. So
you're funny. You're so funny. So I'm really excited about our topic this evening. We're going to be talking about past lives and the actual past life regression therapy. There's actually a therapy out there that will, I'm a past life certified hypnotherapist, and I've conducted lots and lots of past life regressions on various clients. I certainly learned a lot by doing that, and it's really amazing because, I mean, if you just open your eyes and look around, look at your friends, your family, your enemies, your loved ones, your everybody in between, you most likely you've known them. I mean, not most likely, you have known them many, 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 many times. And throughout all the lives that we've lived, we accumulate good karma and bad karma. So that is our topic this evening. And then we're going to go to the phone lines here shortly. We've already got quite a few callers in queue. And, you know, I really like your participation in our topic of discussion before I go into a reading. So we're going to talk about past lives and then go into your reading. And when I do take your call, state your name, where you're calling from, contribute to our topic of discussion this evening. It doesn't matter what you say, you know, just your opinions about past lives. If you've had any experiences with knowing someone and you knew you had a past life with that person, we want to hear it because that's our topic.
Yeah.
And then when I take your call, you can ask anything you want. The sky is the limit. You can ask about romantic relationships. You can ask about your job. You can ask about finances. But my expertise is to connect with the deceased loved ones. If you have a loved one that you want to connect with, that's really, you know, what my expertise. So, and if you want to know about a past life, I will certainly try to tune in and you know, get that information for you. If you have karma with somebody, I can tune in and find out where that karma originated.
And generally when I do that with clients, they're like, oh my gosh. So I'll tell them the whole story of what I'm seeing. And they'll be, oh my gosh, that we're doing the same thing in this life. Well, yeah, that happens. We repeat and repeat and repeat patterns. And the same scenario that you had in a past life with somebody could be the same scenario that you're currently re-experiencing. You know, and then there's a lot of people that say that all of our lives are happening simultaneously all at once. And if you think about it, there really is no time or space. That's an illusion. So it very well could be that we actually are living these lives together all at once simultaneously. Anyways, so what do you think about that, Cindy?
I think that's just a fascinating topic, and it makes complete sense. Now, when you do past life regression, that's different than past life regression therapy, correct?
Correct.
Well, when I tune in and I can see your past life, that's a reading. But then you can actually find a local past life regression therapist, and you check their credentials and make sure that they have many hours of practice before they are working on you. And just make sure that they're good and they have testimonials and check them out. Because, you can be very vulnerable going in and seeing somebody. And there has to be a great deal of trust. So, really,
past life regression, you're kind of looking at your own autobiography of your soul then.
Yeah.
Where you've
and
been,
it's
what you've done.
Your higher self. It's your higher self that's guiding me to guide you through the regression. So what I would do as a past life regression therapist is I would take you through a very relaxed meditation. So you're not being hypnotized. You're putting yourself in the D delta waves. So you're extremely relaxed. And when you're in that state, your left brain will kind of slow down. And then that allows your higher self to come through, and then we guide you through the meditation. We guide you through the whole process. And generally how it starts is you'll count down 15 stairs. So together we would count one, take a step down, two, take a step down, and you're counting 15 stairs down. And as you take each step, you're getting more and more relaxed. And then you get to the bottom of the stairs. Can we do a couple of other things? And then I would ask you, turn to your right and you see doors in front of you. Which door? You see three doors in front of you. Which door calls you to it? And so then you walk over to the door and you open it. You open it, you step in, you close the door behind you. You look straight down at your feet. Describe to me what your feet are looking like. Sometimes you'll get hairy, manly. So if you're a female in this life and then you're looking down at your feet in the past life regression and you see, large, hairy male feet, that is comical because in all actuality, we've been both sexes. We've played all different roles. And I did a regression therapist where some guy ended up on some other planet. He's like, I don't have feet.
Wow. How many lifetimes back do you go? Is it just one?
Well, that depends on what the goal is. If you're just experimenting and you just want to know about your past lives, then, your higher self would guide us through. But if the goal is to clear karma, then we're very specific about that. And then we take you to that life, or we find out where that karma originated. And then we can leap from that life to another life where that situation affected the other life. And so in one hour regression, you could visit three lives and it dealing with the same karma.
Wow.
Go
ahead.
And then at the end, the goal is to remove the karma, to clear it, to gain understanding. So, and then that brings us to the whole conversation of what is karma,
Mm-hmm. Well, and do you remember everything once you've gone through this? Do you remember everything that you've walked through with the person?
Yep, because you're just in a relaxed state. You're not hypnotized.
Hmm. That's fascinating. And then do you actually recognize people? And if you,
yeah.
You do.
And that's one of the questions as a guide and the hypnotherapist. Myself, I would have them look at that person in the past life, and I would ask, where do you recognize this soul in your current life? And the client generally will know, oh my gosh, that's my husband. I know he did that dirty deed back then. I just knew it.
Busted.
Busted, yeah. He did it then, and he did it now.
Interesting. Wow. I think this is such an unknown topic to so many people, but such an interesting one that we need to experience. Yeah. Now,
mm-hmm.
I was going to say, can you do future life progression? Can you look ahead?
Yeah, you can do that. It works the exact same way as past life. Yeah.
So you can see where you're going to be coming into next?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a lot of information for a soul to absorb.
Yeah, it is. I spent 5 years at the Institute of Thought in San Diego, and I just absorbed and learned so much being there, and not just about past lives, about everything. And that's actually when I figured out I can see through my third eye, because everyone around me, they were all doing regressions, and I was like, wait a minute, I can see that in my third eye. And so that's when I realized it's not necessarily super important to do a regression. I can tell a person, but then, you know, a client may want to experience a full-on past life. So if you're very visual and you can see clearly through your third eye, you would make a good candidate, as you know, to do one of these, because it's all very visual.
Do you actually have the physical sensations or emotional feelings during this process as you did when you were actually living that life?
To a lesser degree. If King Henry chopped your head off, you're not going to feel like your head's being chopped off, you know, during the regression. Or if you were brutally killed in a war, you're not going to feel your body fall. You know, you may feel certain things in the body, but...
Mm.
Yeah,
but
I
can see how you died.
Yeah, and that's really so much of our karma is the way in which we passed in those past lives. And I was just sharing with my hubby over dinner. I saw one of our past lives, and I said, "Honey, do you want to know about it?" And he's all, "Yeah, tell me." So I told him the whole story. We were on a ship, and I was his daughter, and he's like, "That's gross."
Okay, like, you open now, sweetie.
Like, I don't know if I want to know anymore. I'm like, yep, I was your daughter. And he's like, I was your daddy.
I don't like the way he says that.
So we were laughing. But the story is actually kind of sad. He loved me so much, my dad, in that life. And then I passed away. I think I was probably 11 or 12, and I was the apple of his eye, and that really broke his heart in that life.
Aww.
And we were on the ship, and there was no way to get rid of the body, and he was getting pressure from all of the crew members to dump it. He's like, no way. And I'm like, honey, thank you for not dumping my body. I don't want to get you in my heart.
How interesting. So did either of you bring karma forward?
Himself. Say it again.
Did either of you bring karma forward from that experience?
Yeah, because the reason I decided to tell him, I don't tell him everything I see, is because I have a trip to San Diego, and he's like, don't pull in Alyssa. Well, Alyssa's my daughter, and she sent me a text, you know, she lived here with me in Wisconsin, and she went to go visit San Diego, and she sent a text, Mom, I'm not coming home. And then that was that. She lived in San Diego. Yeah, so so my honey's like, don't pull in Alyssa. And he's already feeling that, you know, fear of loss somehow. And that is connected to losing me at a, you know, in that past life. So that's why I shared it with them.
That's interesting. That explains so much. Mm-hmm. So then once you understand that, it probably helps you to resolve that fear of loss, because you realize it's brought forward from a previous lifetime.
Yep. And so much of our makeup and so much of our phobias and our fears, it was all created in a different time and place.
Do we have physical...
You don't have to have a past life regression experience to necessarily remove the karma. You can gain understanding and work on these things, you know, in different modalities like therapy or, you know, other things. But I have found that the regression therapy really does, is it like a speedy recovery? So say you have a fear of fire and you go your whole life paranoid, my house is going to burn down, or, you know, there's going to be a fire, someone's going to start a fire, or something bad's going to happen. And then you do a past life regression and you go to a life where your house did burn,
mm-hmm.
you know, you were caught inside and you died. So then that creates karma in that life. You bring the phobia into this current life. But as soon as you make that connection, you know, when the phobia pops up, you can say to yourself, okay, I know that that's not a real phobia, that happened already, and it's not going to happen now.
So if you don't resolve that, you probably carry that over to future lifetimes as well.
Yeah. And as souls, we are constantly trying to balance. We're trying to balance the karma. We're trying to rid, you know, it's like, I don't know. We're always at work trying to balance. So somebody that you know, absolutely hated in a past life and they show up as your coworker, you know, two souls are trying to work that out and clear it out.
And if they don't, they come back and keep trying again in a future lifetime.
Well, I think you keep coming back until you know what the meaning of life is.
Yeah.
So and by the time that you reach that awareness and you know who you are, the karma clears automatically. So the goal is to become aware, become a conscious being, and know who you are.
Yeah. Do you ever find that people have physical conditions that are related to past life?
Yeah, absolutely. So there was somebody who came to see me and they had horrible neck pain, and they went to many doctors. They had shots in their necks. They get massages, you know, twice a week, and nothing worked. And so they're looking outside the box and they find, you know, past life regression. So they, you know, okay, I'll try that. And so I had one woman come in and she complained of chronic neck pain. And we went to several or many lives where she had broken her neck or she was decapitated or there was just one thing after another with the neck. And then her symptoms gradually started to disappear.
Because she realized it and could let go of the past and her past experiences. Yeah.
Right.
That's amazing. The connection between the present and the past and the future is just fascinating.
Yeah, I did a past life reading on one of your dogs. I know, I think we've talked about this once before on the show.
Yeah, you two of them, actually. Yeah, the little white one, she's always been very, very shy. And you said that she was a white fox in a previous lifetime. And the last thing she remembered was being caught in a trap and seeing a human hand come at her to kill her. And so she's always had that shyness. And so I can look in her eyes and just see that fear. And I've worked very hard to make sure that she feels safe and secure and never knows any harm here in this lifetime.
Yeah.
To resolve that for her.
And then and you can see it for yourself. You look into those little puppy eyes and you can see a fox. Like we carry all our lives with us.
Yes.
So when I look into my hubby's eyes and I can see that man in that past life, it's the same eyes. Mm. We carry our eyes with us again and again and again. And the eyes are truly the window of the soul.
Do you ever dream about your past lives? Does it ever come back to you through dreams?
Yes. I've seen amazing past lives. It reminds me of The Scrooge. Is that the Christmas movie where you go from, you know, different time periods? Where he was guided. What movie was that?
I can't remember the name of it, but I know what you're talking about. And I can't remember what it was now. But I asked that. Okay. I asked because I remember. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's the same thing. Like, I've had dreams where I'm standing with a guide, you know, on the far corner of a mountain looking down and watching me interact in this other life. And those were so vivid. Like, I was literally there.
I know Simon, my fiance who passed, he used to have lots of dreams about when he was a sheriff, either in New Mexico or Arizona, someplace like that, or Texas. He had them all the time. And he was in law enforcement here in this lifetime. And he just knew that that had been his karma from previous lifetimes as well, because he was always dreaming about the past.
Yeah, and we do have talent. So you don't have to, you know, if you do a past life regression, it doesn't have to be about clearing karma. It can be about gaining something. So say I'm playing the piano and I'm just stuck. I can't really move forward. I don't want to move backwards and I'm just not progressing. So if I do a past life regression, I can go back to a previous lifetime where I know I played piano in past lives. I would go and visit that life and I would take that energy from that life and bring it into this current life. And then that helped me to get unstuck. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have this great talent and for some, and then it could be, you know, something blocking the ability to play piano. And then you go find out what that is. So maybe it could have been anything.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah. And we, so like your fiance, Simon, he was a police officer and he probably was a sheriff and he probably did law enforcement and multiple times. And for me, myself, I'm sure that I, you know, have connected with loved ones on the other side multiple times in different lifetimes. I know I burned at the stake when they were burning the witches.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And I know that I've been queens, and I also know that I've been a nobody, like just a peasant or someone of non-royalty or non-importance.
Did you always have the gift of mediumship through all your past lives?
You know, I don't know that. I don't know that. That's a great question. You stumped me.
Sorry. I would be interested to know if that's something you've carried with you through all your lifetimes.
I mean, I know I've done it in a lot of lifetimes. And I know I've died doing it. You know, they, you know, came after me and said it was wrong and killed me for it. And a lot of us light workers have been killed because we're, you know, step out of the box and we want to make a difference in the world.
Yeah.
So we are at the half hour mark. I'm going to play a quick song, and then when we get back, we will go straight to the phone lines. We have about 15 calls, Cindy. So are you ready to take them all?
We are ready. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Bring it.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
Give it all you got.
Welcome back, everybody. Cindy, are you there?
I'm here.
I didn't mean to rock everybody out with that song. I meant to do the slow version. But I like the fast version too.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines. Just when I take your call, state your first name, where you're calling from, contribute to our topic of discussion this evening. That would be great. And then we'll go into the mini reading. And when we go into the mini reading, just make sure that you're open. If what I say does not resonate, just hold it, because I find that a lot of times it might make sense a little bit later, or it'll click. There is something called psychic amnesia, where you're in such in shock that you totally lose your memory. So that does happen quite a bit. I've had clients not even remember their first name during a reading. So, don't give me any information, just, you know, yes, no, just let me know that it's resonating, that you're getting what I'm telling you. And, we do tend to talk about personal things. So if you don't want to give your true first name, I'll know. No, I'm just kidding. If you don't want to give your true first name, that's okay. And, but we do discuss pretty private information on the show, because I cannot control what comes through, and so just be open to whatever I see. So we're going to go at the top of the switchboard here. This person's been waiting almost the entire hour already.
Hi
there. Hi.
My name is Trish. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Trish. Can you speak up just a little bit?
Yeah, I think there's an echo going on.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
I have my computer off, so.
Huh.
Are you hearing the echo right now, Trish?
No, I'm not.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, let me know if you hear that nasty echo. So what do you, Trish, what do you think about past lives?
Well, it's funny. I've actually had a couple past lives regression, and I was going to ask you this question. While I did go have a past life, what I found even more intriguing for me was I had memories of, you know, when I was 3 or 4 years old that I don't know that I would have remembered those things, but it triggered a lot of real-life memories, but at a very early age.
Oh, wow. Mm. Yeah, and you know, there are so many books out there that are being written and TV specials about children, fascinating stories, children who live in villages, and when they get to an age where they're able to talk, they'll tell their parents, oh, I just lived right down the street and I died and I was a girl and I, you know, ran in front of a whatever and died. And then they go check the story out. And then sure enough, there was someone who died and was ran over, and all the facts are adding up. I mean, so children remember their past lives. And then as we get older and then life happens, we put it in the back burner, because it's also, you know, a bit taboo. Not everyone agrees. Not everyone is, you know, on board with past lives. And so we know that it's not, you know, totally accepted. So we crush it and we put it in the back of the mind.
Yeah, no, I thought it was really interesting, and I'm one of those people that has neck pain.
Oh, goodness. Did your past life cure that, or did you find out what the cause was of the neck pain?
A boating accident.
Yeah, boating accident. Mm. I had my instructor at the Institute of Thought was this 80-year-old man who did a past life regression of giving birth in a previous life and died in the carriage on the way to get help. So it's really sad, you know, but it served the purpose, you know, to see where we've been and what we've been up to in our history.
Yeah, no, it's fascinating, but I will say that you kind of hit the nail on the head. I would say it's really hard to find someone who, like a Brian Weiss, You know what I mean? Like, there's, it's just not something you can do taking a weekend class.
Right, right. Yeah, mm-hmm. I spent 5 years at this school. So,
yeah, you're right, Michelle. A lot of caution when you're looking for someone to help you through this, because there are a lot of people that will claim they can, but they don't have the background or training.
Yep. All righty.
So my question was, I'm looking to move into a new home, and I'm wondering if you see that coming to fruition.
I do, and I feel like this house is really beautiful. It feels very brand new, a lot of great lighting, beautiful carpeting, really just a nice home for you is what I'm seeing, spacious. I don't feel like it's going to happen immediately. I feel like there's some time in between actually moving into this home. You understand?
Well, I do understand because there's been some unusual delays.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping those delays were gone. I was hoping the hurdles were gone.
I'm trying to see something with your taxes. I just see you as being somewhat frustrated with taxes. Does this make sense to you, Trish?
Not at the moment. My taxes are paid actually a quarter ahead of time.
Okay. Well, it's the feeling of being bogged down with some kind of, and I don't know if this has anything to do with your house per se. I feel like your workload is heavy. See here. So, do you have children? Do you have I can't tell if this is a girl or a boy. Do you have children?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, is that in your plan? Because I definitely see a child in the mix here.
Not in the plan. However, I have a number of nephews.
Nieces, yeah. Specifically, this a little girl niece.
Okay.
So, anyways, back to your house. Definitely feel like you are going to get that help because I'm seeing family events, which is the little girl was shown to me, and so family events within the home.
Do you think it'll be this summer?
I don't. I think it's going to be a bit longer than that, but not too much longer.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you looking into this for me.
You're welcome. One last thing before you go. You have a strong connection to Mother Earth and the moon, specifically the moon. You tend to look at it quite a bit. You understand that?
I do.
Yeah, and I think the full moon is your favorite. You just like stop and stare at it and the stars, and it's really beautiful. So really warms your heart to see the full moon.
Yeah, I do. I like it.
Yeah. You do have a couple of loved ones around you, specifically coming in on mom's side, like a grandmother. Yeah. Do you have a grandma on the other side?
I do.
Yeah, that's her. Wow. Are you sure children aren't in the mix or aren't coming or there's no possibility?
Yeah. No, children aren't in the mix unless I marry someone who has children.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know where that information is coming from. Oh. Sorry for the dog barking.
I was going to say, I think he just validated your statement.
Yeah, I think that was affirmative, Michelle.
Just hold that, Trish, and then keep in touch with me and let me know what transpires with the house, okay?
I will.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thank you for your participation in your call. Bye-bye. All right, so we're going to go to 347. Hello. 347, you're on with Media Michelle and Cindy.
Hi, my name is Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie. Hi. I'm kind of at a crossroads. I went to school and I took a course. I mean, because you have to pass this exam to do it. And I didn't pass the exam, and I really kind of want to know why. I mean, I technically, I know I didn't study properly, but I thought my angels could have helped me.
Okay, what was your first name, and where are you calling from?
I'm Katie from New York.
Katie from New York. Okay. What do you think about our topic of past lives, and then we'll get to the reading?
Oh, I'm definitely into past lives. I'm definitely into past lives. I don't know, am I suffering from karma from one of them? I don't know, but I'm into past lives. I have books on it and everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm definitely going to a past life. And you know, something about past lives, there is obviously there's no evidence. So when I do a mediumship reading, I get validated. Yes, that makes sense. That doesn't. So I do a past life reading. There isn't a way to really validate, but I am going to tell you what I'm seeing. I'm seeing three or four past lives. You were in charge of holding on to sacred books and documents. It was your job to do that. And
I heard that before. I heard that before. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's a validation. Right. Usually the validations don't come when I'm talking about past lives. But yeah, so that, and I believe you were killed over it because you were protecting the sacred scripts and documents and books and whatnot. Going back to year 1800, in the year somewhere around there. And then I'm also seeing that that life was connecting to several others with the same sort of thing. Now, I don't know if this has to do with not passing a test. I do think that when you're under pressure, you get anxiety. But when I see you taking this test and I see that you're very casual about it, like, I got this. This is so, I don't see stress or anxiety during this test. You were very confident, which is why you were shocked that you failed. So, Do you understand that?
Yeah, I just had more of a, I was under personal stress. And so I was like, you know, I was just a bit more laid back than everybody else was with it. I mean, it was a whole section I didn't even look at. Like, I just hoped it wasn't on it. I kind of just guessed. And I didn't do bad, but I just didn't pass.
Right.
Like I wanted to. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the answer there. Are you engaged or getting engaged? They're bringing my attention toward a wedding band.
No, I would love to be.
Okay. I'm going to take the leap and say that that's definitely coming because my attention is on your wedding finger. And okay, I have a man here who's telling me, girl, you need to start paying attention to romantic interests. This is either a father or a grandfather coming in here, and he's lecturing you. Do you know who this is?
Oh, no, not in particularly. No, I don't. I mean, I wouldn't know which one it is.
You wouldn't know which one. He passed through heart failure because he's giving me a twinge or a pain in my upper chest. That's a clue.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's my grandfather.
Okay, so he's sort of saying you need to turn some of your attention to your romantic life, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
And he's really coming in with, like, lecturing you. I don't know if he was that way when he was living, but he's certainly showing that side to him now. And he's like, I've been sending you people. I've sent you, you know, a couple of interest, and it just wasn't even in your radar over your head.
I don't know. I tell people to joke. I'll be like, I've been in a library. I don't know what day it is. I don't know what movie's out. I don't know what the new hairstyles are. Like, I don't know. So kind of like coming out of the whole school mode, study mode. I'm kind of coming out of it and trying to like get back into life.
Okay. So he just told me that there's a tremendous amount of fear in romantic relationships, and that the school is a big, it's important, but it's also you're using it to hide from the world. So you come out of your shell. You're going to have to anyways. You're going to have to come out of the world of school and So that's what he's telling me, and definitely please be on the lookout because he's showing me that wedding ring finger again.
Send me a man, a good man, a rich man, a sexy man. I know exactly what I want now. I just got to meet him. I say what I want.
Well,
I get good details, but I do want to meet new people.
Your place of employment, it looks like to me. Oh, wait a second. Did you say you were in the library a lot?
I used to be in the library a lot, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to be back there because I have to, take it again. So I'll be back at the library.
There you go. So there's something there. So just keep your eyes peeled. Don't let it pass you up.
Okay.
And you're going to be like, oh, is this the guy Medium Michelle is talking about? Oh, my goodness. And then you're going to let me know. Okay.
I hope so. I definitely will.
You're very cute. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you both. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, she was a lot of fun.
Yeah, what a great reading for her. That's awesome.
Yep.
She could just tell her grandfather to send the right man, though. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Because she knows what she wants.
He will. Grandfather was adorable, and I just see his little finger lecturing her. And, it's not on a serious nature. Oh, he's still here. He's like, yes, it is.
The character.
So she's still listening. I hope she gets a kick out of that. And she's dearly, dearly loved by this grandfather.
Oh.
Okay. So we're going to hear the next caller.
Okay.
Hello, hello.
Hi, this is Jane. How are you?
Hi. We're doing great tonight. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
Oh, nice. Oh. I love Canadians. They're all just so nice. So, what do you think of our topic, past lives?
Well, you have an interesting topic tonight. I've always been curious to find out how our past lives affect our current lives. For instance, I've been working with the same people, at three different companies. Majority of the people I work with right now, I've worked with, at two different companies as well. So it almost seems like we have some past life connection or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in a small industry, and it's interesting how, after all these years, we see each other, then we're working again with each other. So it's almost like we have some past life connection somehow.
Yeah, that's incredible. I had a coworker who we were really good friends. We had a falling out, and then we stayed in the same industry. But we got different jobs. We went to completely different departments and different areas within the industry. But I found that everywhere I went, I would run into her and see her. So remember I said earlier, our souls are constantly trying to balance things out. And so, I kept running into her over and over and over. And I'm like, is she ever going to realize that we have to work this out?
Yeah.
So, anyways, Jean, Jean's your first name, correct?
It's Jean.
Jean. Oh, okay. How can I help you tonight?
Well, with regards to your topic, do I have some past life karma with this guy, Robert? I don't know. Somehow he was placed in my path, and I don't know. It seems like there must have been some kind of past life karma or something between the two.
Well, I see a great deal of intensity within the relationship. Makes sense?
Intensity? Yeah,
intensity,
you can say that.
Intensity isn't a bad thing necessarily. It's just the energies within that relationship seem very strong. Let's see here. What's his name? Robert?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting something with romantic with him. Am I right about that?
No.
Okay.
No,
are you
nothing
sure
romantic for me.
For him? Do you know if there is for him?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm picking up on, and my body just got, I'm a physical medium, physical empath, and my body just heated up like nobody's business, which is the intensity that I'm experiencing and feeling when I look at this, when I look at Robert and I look at you. So what my guides could be telling me is that this intensity came from a past life. And there was romantic involvement in a past life.
Okay.
So, I see marriage. I see children. I see running through prairies as a little girl with him. So very involved in horses. I'm curious to know if you love horses in this life, because I see you around a lot of horses in the previous life.
I'm not around horses. So I mean, maybe when I was younger, going to the racetrack, you know, that was the closest I got to horses, was going to the racetrack.
Yeah.
My uncle had a horse.
I see a whole lot of writing with you in past lives, books, literature, English writing. And I don't know if that was carried over into this life, but and I also feel Robert was involved in that as well. He was around you in that life. So
okay.
That's really just a whole lot of love. I see, like I said, it's a strong
not in this lifetime though. Not in this lifetime though. There's some I don't know what it is, but yeah.
Okay, well, there was, you know, a lot of love in a past life. And again, I feel like that the souls are trying to work whatever out to get back to the love that once existed.
Okay.
I think, do you have any more input or?
Because I can't seem to get away from this person. I'm just, you know, trying to avoid this person, and I don't know why, but
because you have been connected. Yeah. But I don't see anything negative or real bad karma. I just see that there was a connection. So
okay.
Yeah, I mean that's really all that I'm getting.
Okay, because I was wondering, like I don't know why he was placed in my path, and it's like been trying to avoid him, but he's always there. Like he's just, I don't know, someone at work. That's why I just wanted to get an idea.
Yeah, he just pops up all the time. I know what you mean. What I was describing with my coworker, that we had a falling out, and everywhere I go, she popped up, everywhere.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't. It wasn't her that popped up. It was a good friend of hers or a coworker of hers that would pop up, and she would say, "Oh, do you know?" And I'm like, "Yeah."
Yeah, that's like similar to what I'm encountering.
Yeah. So I don't think you physically have to resolve anything. I think that when he's close and in proximity, your souls are communicating and you're working stuff out. So souls are always working at multiple levels.
Okay, that's good to know. Well, thanks for that.
You're so welcome, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for taking my call.
All righty, have a good night.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, I think we have time for one more caller, Cindy. I'm going to go to 305.
Okay.
305, you're on with Media Michelle and Cindy.
Hi, good night. My name is Seema, and I'm from Florida.
Hi, Seema.
Hi. I've actually had a past life regression done before.
Oh, nice.
It was a little, I've had it done once, and it was a little, it made me understand a lot of my fears and stuff that I have right now.
Uh-huh.
It was a little terrifying in a way. But
yeah.
Then again, it made me understand why I don't like the beach. I like going to the beach, but I don't like going in the water. Because I actually, when I first started with it, I actually saw myself. I was actually drowning. So that made me understand why.
Uh-huh.
And then for with my fear of relationships also, it made me understand that.
Oh, definitely. So when you went through the past life regression and you saw what happened concerning water, did that cure your fear in this current life or did it help it in any way?
It helped me understand it, but it's just, I still wouldn't, because I don't swim, so I still wouldn't go. I would go close to the water, but I wouldn't actually go in and stuff in the water.
Right.
I also went through a couple of years ago, more than a couple, like in 2013, I believe it was, where my brother and sister and my sister-in-law were actually, they almost drowned. And surfers actually saved them. So that put the fear more than anything else into it. So I really don't go in the water. I would go to the beach and stuff like that, but I really wouldn't go in the water.
Yeah.
So
if you're my client, we would do probably 3 or 4 other sessions in past life, and then we'd get, because if there's one life, there's probably many more. And so you visit all of the different and you clear the karma, and then that should cure any phobia and in terms of water. I had a friend that had, was terrified of water as well, and when he was a little boy, his father dropped him in the ocean. And it scared the crap out of him. And then, we discovered other instances in past lives where water seemed to be an issue. And then same with heights. People have this huge fear of heights. Well, probably in past life, you fell off something, a mountain or skyscraper or whatever, and died that way. Well, they didn't have skyscrapers, but you get my point.
Yeah, I get your point. Understand that.
Anyways, let's get to your reading. What is your question?
Well, I have a lot of things going on right now. I actually am starting a new job on Monday, and I'm also looking to move. But more with the new job, I wanted to see. For some reason, like deep within, I feel like this is going to be, good for me. And I also feel like I am in college also. So I feel like I'm heading in a direction where, because as far as deciding what to completely major in and going with, I'm actually majoring in accounting, and I was doing, going to finish my bachelor's in accounting. But I also wanted to do something else. And out of the blue, data analyst came out of nowhere. And I just reading everything about it. I just this is what I've always wanted to do. So I just want to know if I will, I'm going in the right direction with everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing visually that I see for you is you reaching out to the universe and grabbing and taking what you want. So I think you have a either unconscious or conscious understanding of how to create abundance for yourself in this life. You're going to have no problem there.
Okay.
I see you reaching for multiple things that bring you joy and happiness. And I think that's great because I don't see you struggling with low self-worth to where many people would not reach and grab in the universe the way you are because they don't feel they deserve it. But I don't see any issues like that with you. I've got a loved one here talking to me about a pearl necklace. And this is the female coming in from Spirit World who is very nicely dressed. And she's talking about a pearl necklace. Do you have any idea who that could be?
Honestly, no, because we don't have any pearl necklaces that was like, from what I recall, like in the family or anything like that.
Okay, I don't know that this is a family member. But she's coming in on the female side. I don't think she's a family member because she's dressed like she's going to church. So it's okay. Try to think of who you know that you had a heart connection with that knew you. Because she's here and she's telling me hello. And then, but back to your, I think that the data analysis analyst is the way to go. So that information fell on your lap for a purpose and a reason. And you're very drawn to that. You know, I switched my major 3 years into a communications major. I switched it and I had to take a whole other year of classes because I changed it. But you know what? It was the route I was supposed to go. And it happened the same way. I got this suddenly burst of passion for this topic. And now in my everyday work life, I'm using my psychology degree. And I think that that's going to be the same for you.
Okay. It's funny because you said psychology. When I took my psychology class, I love it. I really love it. And I love the idea of dealing with people and helping them and stuff like that. But when it comes to everything emotionally, I don't think I'm emotionally stable to deal with it. So I just, my heart just went for something else. With me moving, is it okay if I ask something else?
Yeah, but I want to mention, I have some concerns about your health is what I'm being shown. I don't know if you're feeling suddenly tired or you're not getting enough vitamins or you're just not quite feeling yourself and it has you concerned. I also feel like this can turn into somewhat of a phobia, like health wise with you. And, I think that you're fine. I think you should definitely get a checkup and get a blood work drawn. And, but can you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I understand because I've been taking vitamins and stuff like that because I think I don't want to say anemic, but I have really bad allergies, so I can't have dairy and stuff like that. So I usually don't take vitamins, but I started taking vitamins more because my hair and stuff was falling a lot.
Okay.
So that's why I started taking more vitamins and stuff like that.
Okay. Seema, go get blood work drawn and find out what your vitamin levels are and just get a whole panel. Get a whole panel done.
Okay.
And then as far as moving, I do feel like there's a move, but I don't feel like it's far away. I feel like it's close in proximity to where you are now.
It would be close by. It would be like 40 minutes away is where I'm looking for a property. But I was looking at renting. I actually looked at purchasing a place versus renting because it would actually be cheaper for me to purchase a place than to rent.
Mm-hmm.
based on, and I don't know if you would see if that, if that's the right thing to do, and if I would be able to get, you know, qualified for a loan and all this stuff.
I'm being shown to wait a little bit of time after you're done with school is what I'm seeing. Or
okay.
Yeah, I don't. I'm being shown by this phantom female over here that we don't know who is telling me now's not the time.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see.
Yep. Okay. Well, if you figure out who this woman is, please let me know, because I really do like the validation. Okay.
Okay. No, well, I was trying to remember. I don't, the thing is, we don't have, the only close females that was, has passed that I recall is just like family members.
Yeah,
so,
no,
I don't
have any. I mean, we could go back and say she was a teacher in one of your classes. I mean, she could be anybody. But it's somebody you knew, and you may not even know that she's passed, if you know what I mean. It's not someone that you were completely connected with.
Okay.
I do think she's a little old lady with pearls, and she's dressed like she's going to church, and she's saying that she knew you. So
I don't, maybe it'll come to me later on.
Yeah.
But I'll let you know.
That's okay. I wish I could get more info that could jog your memory, but that's really all I'm getting.
It's okay. It's okay. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much.
Have
for
a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Cindy. Well, we've gone over about 12 minutes, so I think we can...
Yeah.
Wrap it up now. Do you have any last comments on past lives?
No, but I really appreciate everybody calling in and sharing their own stories. It's
amazing
how many people who do call in have experienced that and the benefit they've found from it. So
yeah,
some of those hidden secrets, I think, becoming more known.
Most people that we talked to this evening had some connection with past life. And, you know, even two of our callers had past life regressions done. I think is really neat.
Yeah, that's really is. I'm surprised. I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Alrighty. So.
No, I think that was great.
Yeah, it was a good show, and we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up. And thank you to all the listeners, all the callers, and we will see you next Thursday at the same time. So find
that's
me on
great.
Facebook. Find me on Facebook, Medium Michelle Fletcher with one L. And send me a private message, because I do screen Facebook requests. Just let me know that you heard me on radio, and I'll let you right on. All right. Well, have a great evening, Cindy.
Thank you. You too. Thanks, everybody.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.